Welcome to Peak Health, a radio show dedicated to empowering you to take back control of your health so that you can have the freedom to live the life that you want. I'm Lisa Morse, naturopathic physician on the island at Fern Cove Natural Medicine. I'm dedicated to helping you uncover the root cause of your symptoms so that you can get back on the road to feeling well again.
And I'm Claire DeNice, certified health and wellness coach and a personal trainer. Our show is going to bring you information to help you take charge of your health. We're going to cover topics like IBS, heartburn, thyroid disorders, autoimmune diseases, osteoporosis, nutrition, and lots more. Hey, Lisa, good afternoon.
Hey, Claire, how are you?
I'm good on this day after the Strawberry Festival.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And I'm just really good because the weather's so great this month.
It's warm. Yeah, I'm feeling really warm. And I'm not going to complain.
Oh, I'm not complaining at all. I could go with maybe a little rain at night, but I love these clear, sunny, 72-degree days.
Me too.
So here we are again.
Here we are, yes.
Yeah, and you're in charge today, right?
I am in charge.
What's our topic?
So we're going to talk about something called drainage therapy.
Drainage therapy. Therapy?
Yeah.
Is that about my gutters?
No.
Is it about the body?
Yes, it's about the body.
Okay.
Yes, I thought, you know, some of my classmates, they would always make fun of this word drainage. Ugh, it just sounds so gross. So I thought you were going to say something about that. So
No, I'm not going to say anything about that. It doesn't sound gross to me. Okay. It sounds like maybe you want it.
Yes, you do. Yes.
Well, yeah, and I'm interested in learning.
Okay, good. So last time we talked about detoxification, and I'm not sure if I exactly went into a lot of detail about the definition of detoxification. So kind of, you know, going off that show, I'm gonna tell you about detox. Well, we're going to talk about drainage, obviously, but I want to kind of contrast the difference between drainage and detoxification. So detoxification is when the body, mainly the liver, transforms toxins into other molecules that can be excreted by the body. I also consider detoxification as avoiding chemicals with diet and lifestyle modifications, but mostly it's about the body, like I said, transforming toxins so that we can get rid of them.
It's pretty cool that the liver can do that.
I know it is. But so detoxification is not the actual removal of toxins from the body. That's called depuration. Depuration, here's another word for you. So there's depuration and drainage. Both of those help to remove the toxins from the body. So
detoxing is changing the molecules and depuration is removing them from the body?
Yeah, the meaning of depuration is to cleanse or purify. Now, depuration is actually what we call non-physiological. So it's something that we're more forcing the body to do. It's not a natural process that the body does on its own. So an example is a medication called DMSA or DMPS. That's an abbreviation, and I don't know the whole name of it off the top of my head. But those medications they're called chelators. They can remove heavy metals from the body. You take them orally or IV, and then it actually grabs onto the metals and helps you remove them from the body.
How do you know if you need that?
Well, need is not the right word, because I actually do not prefer to use that method to help people remove heavy metals. I do it in a different, more gentle way, because that can actually... Oh, so this is the difference between... I'm going into the difference between depuration and drainage. Depuration, you're actually removing minerals. In this case, when you're using DMSA for heavy metals, you would actually be removing minerals with it. And so it can be
ones you shouldn't move.
Yeah. So it can be not so good for the body. So it's kind of forcing the body to do something. Whereas drainage, and we're going to talk about what we do for drainage, but it's actually working with the body's own physiological processes and helping the body, you know, recognize, neutralize, and remove the toxins. So they can be natural, such as our CO2 that our cells use, that's waste from our cells or other cellular wastes. Or they could be unnatural, like we said, heavy metals or other toxins. And drainage helps the body get rid of them on its own. Using it's kind of may sound kind of vague or nebulous, but it's really powerful stuff.
I see the difference then. It's one that's forcing the body to do something it wouldn't do naturally.
Mm-hmm.
That's deprivation.
Yeah.
And
drainage.
Drainage would be a gentler way of allowing the body to do what it does naturally anyway.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So different forms of drainage. Skin brushing is one of them. And I don't think we've talked about skin brushing on this show, but, you know, using a natural bristle brush and just lightly rubbing your skin towards your heart helps to move toxins through the lymphatic system so they can be excreted.
So the lymph system is right under your skin, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so you don't have to like scrub it yourself.
No,
just
no,
gently.
No.
I have a skin brush,
yeah,
which I enjoy using.
Actually. Yeah, it's nice. So skin brushing is one of them. Hydrotherapy is another way to help the body remove toxins. And people always say, well, what's hydrotherapy? And it's basically using water to stimulate your body's functions. So we can use hot and we can use cold water. And so the simplest thing I say with hydrotherapy is, oh, you sprained your ankle, you put ice on it. That's using cold water, frozen water.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. It's the simplest way, but there's more ways to use water. Another one is contrast hydrotherapy, using hot water and then alternating with cold. And that's stimulating the circulation to, hot water brings all the healing molecules to that area, and then cold water sends it away. And so we do that. We repeat that over and over to help remove toxins and help the body heal itself.
So that would be like sitting in the hot tub and then getting out and rolling in the snow?
Yes. I love it. I'm so sad our hot tub's broken now.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah.
Well, get it fixed before snow flies.
I know, it's true. Yeah. So, and then drinking water is actually another very simple form of drainage, because we're helping to, move the toxins out through our kidneys. Deep breathing. The lungs are, we're going to get into organs of detoxification. They're called emunctories. Kind of a fancy word.
What was that word?
Emunctories. Yeah. Oh. We'll get into it.
Sounded like something to do with elephants.
But your lungs are an emunctory. So breathing helps to.
Two new words, Lisa.
Yeah, I know. Breathing is a form of removing toxins from our body through our breath. And then simply just moving your body. Exercising helps to move lymph, just like the skin brushing, except it's the muscles that squeeze the lymphatics and, help to move the lymph to detoxify. And then the last one. Yeah, it is. And then the last one I want to mention is, we're going to delve more into this, but something that I use specifically for drainage, it's called UNDA numbers. UNDA stands for undulating water. And so these are homeopathic remedies that have plants and minerals that help our body to move toxins out of specific organs.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What's the difference between homeopathic and naturopathic?
Oh, that's a good question. Not a lot of people know. So homeopathic is, you don't have to be a naturopath to do homeopathy. So naturopathic medicine is, all different kinds of, we use all different kinds of modalities, hydrotherapy, herbs, diet, lifestyle. And so it's kind of like a broad, obviously we have to go to school at an accredited school and, you get 4 or 5 years of education post bachelor's degree to help people uncover their health challenges. But homeopathic, that's just a subset of, we learn that in naturopathic school, but other people can do it without being a naturopath. It's using so plants and minerals that are diluted and succussed. So succussed means put vibration into it. And so there actually usually is not any physical substance of that plant or mineral present anymore in the remedy. And so it's mostly the energy of it.
What was that word again?
What's that? Succuss?
Succuss?
Succuss. S-U-C-U-S-S. Succuss.
S-U-C-U-S-S.
Succuss, yeah. And that means vibration.
Vibration, like a mortar and pestle?
Kind of.
shaking, mashing it up.
Yeah, you don't know. No, not mashing, but shaking a bottle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that's what the undas are. They're undulating water. So when the remedies are made, the bottles are undulating. They're vibrating.
Ah.
Yeah.
And that puts some kind of energy into them?
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
Yeah, I know.
Interesting,
isn't it? Okay, good.
That's my third new word.
Hopefully our listeners are too. Yeah, so the biotherapeutic drainage, so I'm adding another word on here, that's using the unda numbers to help the body cleanse itself from impurities and toxins and help it work better. So I wanted to talk more about the emunctories. So the emunctories are routes of elimination for toxins. And so the lungs, the digestive tract, the kidneys, the skin, and the emotions are actually all emunctories. So ways that we get rid of toxins when we breathe deeply, when we urinate, when we sweat. So the skin, when we can actually sweat out toxins, heavy metals and things. That's why saunas are so good. So those are the main ways we get rid of toxins.
Anything that can send something from the inside to the outside?
Mm-hmm.
That would
much.
Be why the lungs,
because
you exhale air out into the atmosphere.
Absolutely, yeah. And the emotions, if we're not, letting out our emotions, we're holding them inside, they can cause toxicity. Not necessarily a physical thing, but it is... not good for us to hold in our emotions. So letting them out is important. And so those are the primary emunctories. So that's the way we remove toxins. But there's also secondary emunctories. And those are, again, the skin, but in a different way. Not the sweating, because the sweating is appropriate way to remove toxins. But when we have eczema, psoriasis, hives, or other rashes, that is a problem. And what that means is that the primary emunctories are not functioning well because it's coming out of the skin.
I see, said the blind man.
Yeah. Super interesting, because oftentimes in conventional medicine, we try to treat these things. Oh, well, let's just put something cream on there, make it go away. And it's like, no, the body is telling us something, like it's trying to get rid of something. Then these other organs are not up to par. So the secondary emunctories, skin, like I said, with the rashes, also the musculoskeletal and the mucous membranes. So sinuses are mucous membranes, the vagina is a mucous membrane, the urethra where we urinate out. So if we're having chronic vaginitis or chronic sinusitis, it usually means that our primary emunctories are not working well.
Well, that is very interesting.
Yeah.
And I could bet that most of our listeners are identifying with it in some way right now.
Probably. <I am. laughs> Or they're like, they're probably just kind of flabbergasted about this. Because when I first learned it too, I was like, that's very interesting. But it makes sense. And so sometimes people do have a lot of, skin rashes, allergies, sinus problems. But also, this depends on how a person eliminates toxins. They can also have insomnia, anxiety, or headaches, and those are where people usually are not eliminating the toxins as well through their secondary emunctories. We don't really want them to eliminate through the secondary emunctories, but we also want a way for the toxins to get out. So we can see a variety of symptoms when the emunctories aren't working.
So if you go back before the primary emunctories in terms of treatment, it's about the right foods for your digestive tract. And
yeah, we're going to get into
some of those
that.
Things.
That's
okay.
Part of it for sure, but there's a lot more to it.
Drinking more water.
Yeah.
Maybe we should take just a moment and say,
yeah,
this is KVSH 101.9 FM, and this is Peak Health Radio.
Yeah.
With Lisa Morse, naturopath at Fern Cove Medicine, mm-hmm. and Clarity Nice, health coach with Positive Aging.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody. We're talking about drainage therapy for good health. And so I want to just touch quickly on toxins and the different kind of toxins. And I don't think we talked about this in the detoxification. We talked mostly about somatic toxins, which are like pesticides, heavy metals, things that our cells produce naturally. But I want to also just not forget that there's other toxins like mental toxicity, where we're have negative thought patterns, we're, you know, mentally rigid, our creativity is suppressed. There's emotional toxins where we have suppressed anger or grief or other emotions that we're not letting out. And there's also energetic toxins if we have toxic relationships or EMFs. That's kind of a popular thing out there right now from all our cell phones and computers. That's an energetic toxin.
Oh, it's not emotional freedom. It's
no,
something else.
That is true. That is EMFs. Yeah, I was thinking electromagnetic frequencies.
So, there's another acronym.
Yeah. Yeah. So just, you know, to remember to consider all those different type of toxins. And so what you were asking about, Claire, you know, what do we do about these toxins? And I want everyone to imagine the body as a bucket. And all of the toxins and stresses go into our bucket. And sometimes we can get so much that it's going to overflow. And this is where we see symptoms. And so the toxins or stresses that could go in are air pollution, you know, chlorine from water, pesticides, pharmaceutical medications, recreational drugs that we're doing, or alcohol, tobacco, food sensitivities, that can be a big one, and even undigested protein if we're not digesting our food well. So all of these things go into the bucket. And then we also have the outflow, which is the primary emunctories. So are our bowels working well? Is our urination working well? Are we breathing properly? So are we sweating properly? So when I'm working with people, I'm looking at, you know, what are they putting into their bucket? And then are their outflows working well?
How do you know if you're sweating properly?
Well, are you sweating at all?
Oh, I do.
Good. I know. It's funny whenever I see someone sweating and they're like, oh, why am I sweating? And I'm like, that's a sign of health. That's good. I don't really sweat that much, honestly. I wish I sweat more. I get excited when I sweat. So, yeah.
How do you know if you're not digesting your protein?
Well, you probably have digestive symptoms, but there's also tests, specialty lab tests that we can do to see what's in your urine, whether you're digesting your proteins and what your amino acid levels are. And
so when you say chlorine from water, I'm just going back through some of the things you mentioned.
Yeah.
Would that mean that you shouldn't swim in a pool?
Yeah, that's a tough one. you know, you do get chlorine. Your skin is a huge organ that absorbs things. And yeah. I
don't even think the pool, at least the Vashon Athletic Club pool, is they don't use chlorine. They use something else.
They do, really?
Yeah,
that's
I think they use bromine or.
Oh wow, that's just another.
It's supposed to be some kind of salt water or something like that.
Okay, well, bromine is not good either.
No.
It's both of those have caused problems with your thyroid. they displace iodine. Yeah, which your thyroid uses
like
iodine.
Once, or if you do it.
No, I'm
10
not
times
saying
a day.
That's when you asked you shouldn't swim in a pool. I'm not saying never go in the pool, but like if you're, I don't know. I do think if you're swimming every day, like, I don't know.
Well, like I said, I think it's supposed to be some kind of salt water solution.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, that's just the bucket. That's how I look at patients when they come and see me, and I help them reduce the intakes or the things they're putting into the bucket and help them increase the function of their emunctories. And so one of the ways I do that is with the UNDA numbers. And so these remedies, they're homeopathic remedies. So they're plants and minerals that are diluted in succuss. See, you asked a great question before. segue into that. And so they are directed at certain organs, and they help the plants are organotropic, and so they are attracted to certain organs, just like if you would just take a herb also. Herbs are organotropic. They have a attraction to a certain organ. And then the minerals are actually, they're usually metals. They activate the enzymes in the cells. Because we know there's all kinds of cellular processes that take place, or enzymatic reactions that take place in our cells. And so
a lot of that's triggered by minerals, mm-hmm. adequate
levels. Yeah, because those are usually cofactors. Yeah. And so, yeah. So just a little bit of history about the UNDA numbers. They were developed in the 19-teens and 1920s. There was three physicians from Austria, Switzerland, and Belgium. And they were actually designed with the intention on how to treat tuberculosis. In 1900, one-fifth of the world's population had TB, and there really was no real treatment.
That's
yeah.
a pretty high number.
Yeah, so these doctors worked for 15 to 20 years with these remedies, and in 1936, they published the results. There was 1,000 formulas at the time, but they found there was a lot of overlap, so they reduced it to 76 remedies. And so,
only 76.
I know, there's a lot. There is a lot. And so, yeah, there's 76 UNDA numbers, and you know, they're based on homeopathy and also kind of Chinese medicine. It's kind of a mix of many different forms of medicine, and so. Yeah, I've just found them to be very helpful, and they're very gentle, you know, because they are homeopathic. They're just giving the body what it needs to detoxify, or not to detoxify, to drain the toxins from the body. So, for example, some of the remedies have copper as a metal, and copper is actually helpful for infections. As well as silver. Silver's another one. And again, these are, remember, homeopathic. So they are diluted, and it's not like we're giving someone outright silver. It's a dilution of it.
What's it diluted into?
Water or alcohol.
Alcohol.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Alcohol is the carrier of the remedies. So silver and copper are good for infections. Sometimes there's aluminum in the remedy, and that's for the nervous system. And I know, again, everyone's, oh, aluminum's bad. You know, it's linked to Alzheimer's. Yes, if we're, you know, taking in a lot of aluminum with aluminum foil and all these other things, deodorants. But this is, again, the homeopathic dose. And so it's a very, very minute, if not nothing in there except for the energy of it. Yeah, so the goal with,
and the energy is put in it with that
With the succussion, yeah.
Succussion of
the undulating.
Undulating.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it is very interesting. So the goal is to optimize the function of the emunctories and help the body and the organs function better so that they can release the toxins. And so with the UNDA numbers, they're liquid. And so it's 5 drops 3 times a day in chronic conditions. If it's an acute condition where somebody has maybe a urinary tract infection or a lung infection or bronchitis or something, then it's 6 times a day, 5 drops. And yeah.
So how do I ask this question?
Yeah.
Are you saying that some people, if they're emunctories, let's say they're working properly, Does that mean that they detox naturally, automatically? Do some people have to do other things to get their bodies to detox more?
No, are you saying detox or drain?
Drain. Okay. I mean drain. Yeah,
if the emunctories are working well, then it's usually not a problem. The body is naturally eliminating the or letting go of the toxins, and they're going out the kidneys, they're going out the lungs, they're going through the GI tract. Yeah, so
you would use these what are they again?
Succussed remedies.
The undas.
Yeah,
three times a day, 5 mm-hmm. drops, whatever.
Yeah.
And there are other things that you have to do along with that? And
yeah,
is it
usually,
a permanent change, or do you have to continue to do it? Or
no, usually we move through different remedies to help all the emunctories. And then, you know, just as we work along, we see what, if there's any symptoms coming up and what system needs to be addressed. But no, you don't usually have to keep doing them. It is important to use them in conjunction with what I call the foundations of health. And I give all my patients, you know.
Is that a short list, long list?
No,
is it on your website?
It's kind of long. No, no, I don't have it on my website. Oh. It's kind of long. I mean, it's you know, the basics of health. The Secrets to Vitality, episode 1 and 2 of our show,
yes.
Way back
in the archives
a year ago. Yeah. And so it's important to do, I mean, because we can't just take a pill or and be done with it. I mean, we have to obviously take care of our bodies. And so it's, you know, eating right and making sure that our body has all the vitamins and minerals that it needs and get moving our body, exercising and having, you know, rest time and all that stuff. And so, yeah, they're used in conjunction. Now, there's no contraindications as far as if you're taking pharmaceutical medications or, you know, you're getting other treatments from conventional medicine. There's no contraindications. It can be taken at the same time.
That's good to know.
Yeah,
so you could really cover your bases.
Yeah, because sometimes with herbs and things, we don't want to, you know, interact with medications. And with this, there's no contraindications.
But you wouldn't really know which one did the work, right? If you are using...
Oh, you would.
You would?
Say you've been on your medication for a couple of years now, and then you're just like, still feeling bad or whatever, and then whatever your medication is, I don't know. I'm just throwing something out there. Like, it's not like you're going to start both of these at the same time usually.
I see.
It's like, yeah.
Well, some of these things are interesting because I've heard lots of people make different complaints of some of these things that you've mentioned.
Yeah.
And, you know, the obvious thing is, for me, one of them, of course, is stress. Other lifestyle factors.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I don't live with these people, so I don't know if they have other environmental considerations or things in their past that may have influenced them. So this is all very interesting to me.
That's huge, too. That's a whole nother show just about how, you know, our pasts affect our health today. You know, it's
yeah, this is totally off the subject, but I used to always have homemade cookies, and we weren't allowed to drink soda. And my playmate a block away had a whole huge cupboard full of soda and another cupboard full of store-bought cookies, and the kids could go in there whenever they wanted to. I was in heaven. And now that I look back on it, it wasn't such a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, you thought you died and gone to heaven, huh?
Yeah, I did at the time.
That's funny. Yeah, so I just wanted to mention, you know, it's the drainage therapy is great for so many different kinds of conditions. Obviously, I work a lot with gastrointestinal conditions. So we've got IBS and reflux and then like ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease and even just like nausea. Unexplained nausea, gastritis.
That's that stomach pain?
Yeah, gastritis is like inflammation of your stomach. And dysbiosis, so imbalance, and we've talked a lot about that on this show, imbalance of the good and bad bacteria. So a lot of GI stuff. Also nervous system conditions, like sometimes people have numbness, tingling, you know, insomnia, migraines, anxiety. These are all nervous system conditions. Kidney problems. Some people have cystitis where they have urgency and frequency a lot. That's not an infection. Or incontinence, kidney stones, actually renal insufficiency where people are going into kidney failure. Undas can help with that. And osteoporosis, mineral imbalances. I mean, I could go on and on.
Well, do most people wait until they have symptoms to come to you that they haven't been able to find satisfaction about?
Yes, usually
so
that's
you,
the way it
you
works.
You usually don't like do this until you have some kind of like a rash or some other symptom that's bothering
right.
you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Usually they've been to their general doctor and, you know, either they don't like the medications that they're on and they're still having, or they're on the medication and they're still having the symptoms. And so it's just kind of a clue that we haven't gotten to the root cause of the illness.
Which is really the difference between, say, allopathic and naturopathic.
Yes. Yeah, usually. Yeah. So, Yeah.
Sometimes we're just content when the symptoms go away and we never bother to think about what caused it in the first place.
Right, right. Yeah, so I guess just my takeaway is that, just to inspire our listeners that, you know, our bodies have an amazing ability to heal if they're given the right conditions. And I really encourage you to find a doctor who can help you. You know, search out the root causes of your illness and support your body in healing itself. So
good idea, Lisa.
Yeah.
I learned a lot, even some good new vocabulary words.
Good. Hopefully I didn't like throw you through a loop too much.
No, like, no. It's okay. Very interesting to think about drainage.
Okay, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Hopefully our listeners did too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I want to say this is Peak Health Radio Show, where we're dedicated to educating and inspiring you, our listeners, to take back control of your health so that you can have the freedom to live the life that you desire.
Thanks again, Lisa.
Yeah, until next time. Take care.
Toodaloo.